Hi, listeners. God is continuing to release his vision to the body of Christ in these end times to show the body of Christ what is in his heart for the end times, for the church. God is raising his glorious church throughout this earth to display his glory. And he is releasing his vision that's in his heart into the body of Christ so the body of Christ can get hold of his vision and fulfill his vision on earth. The scripture says, without a vision, people perish. It is God's vision that God has for the body of Christ that propels the body to stay on the path that God has for each of them and fulfill his purpose on earth. He wants our lives to hit the mark. He wants our lives to radiate his light and his truth and the nature of God and the presence of God. We carry all that in us as new creations. As born-again believers, we are new creations. If you have received Jesus as Lord and Savior, you are a new creation. And in that new creation is the vision of God for your life. And as you fulfill your part along with the rest of the body of Christ, then God's vision is being fulfilled throughout this earth. God is calling the believers to come into this place of prayer and seeking God for his purpose for each of their lives, and to have a deep revelation of the vision that he has for them in their hearts. Each believer needs to see God's picture and where they fit in that picture. Each believer needs to have this. We are new creations. We have the capacity and the ability to receive that information from the Holy Spirit, from the mind of Christ. All this information is in the mind of Christ. Christ is the head of the church, and this information is in the mind of Christ. And when you begin to seek God in prayer and through the Word, the vision begins to be downloaded, so to speak, into your spirit man. And your spirit man gets hold of it. Your born-again spirit man will have the ability to understand the spiritual truths, have the ability to see the vision of God that is in the heart of God. Our minds will not grasp it. That's the reason we are new creations, because we have the ability to receive that kind of information from God. But all this has to be developed through prayer and through seeking God through the Word. Word and prayer has to be the foremost thing in the lives of the believers from now on. Most believers have not come to that place because they live prayerless lives. The only time they may pray is when they face a situation. But they don't pray on a consistent daily basis. They don't keep that vital union with God. They don't pray in the Spirit. They just live prayerless lives. Most of their excuse will be they're too busy. And therefore, they are bogged down in the things that are going around them, the things that this world is facing. And as a result, they are troubled and they feel hopeless and they don't have much joy or peace in their lives because they allow themselves to be drawn into the turmoil and the confusion of this world. But what the believers don't realize is that they are not of this world. They are not in the kingdom of darkness, but they are in the kingdom of light. They live in the kingdom of God. Even though we live here as believers on this earth, we do not belong to the kingdom of darkness. But most of the time, people of God forget that. And they act and they think like they are still in the kingdom of darkness. My friends, you may be living in this world, but you are not of that kingdom of darkness. You have been delivered and rescued from that kingdom. You are in the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God, and you are a new creation, and you have the very capacity to carry Jesus and this vision, accomplish great things on earth in these end times. This whole world is spiraling out of control. The whole world is coming apart, and they have no control. They don't know how to stop this train wreck that they're in. They're heading down a slippery path and they don't have any control how to stop it because they can't. They're in the kingdom of darkness and Satan is controlling their minds, controlling their thoughts. You can see when you look at the world and how people of this world, the way they think, the way they act, you can see how Satan is completely having control over their minds. But when it comes to the believers, we shouldn't be subject to any of that. We are under God. We are in His kingdom. God is in complete control of our lives. And He's in control of this world, even though it seems like it is going out of control. The worldly system is out of control, because the worldly system is under the kingdom of darkness. But the world itself is held by God. And He's carrying out His purposes in this earth, and He can even use the evil for His own purposes. He's using even that in a way to fulfill His own purposes. God does not cause that, but it is going on because of Satan and all of his evil forces of darkness that are causing all this turmoil in this earth. But even through that, God can work His own purposes. God never lost control over this earth just because the devil is running rampant. He's running rampant. He knows his time is short. He knows what is coming ahead. Therefore, he is doing his best to cause distraction in people's hearts so that people lose their focus. I'm talking about the people of God. If people of God allows to the things of the world to affect them, affect their minds, affect the way they think, affect the way they act, then Satan has already gotten a foothold in their minds to distract them, to get them off course from what God has for them. So God is saying, Satan is trying to get people off course and distracted through his tactics. But we as believers, we have to realize, we do not have to focus on anything that is going on in the world. All we have to do is, we have to focus on God and His vision and learn how to pray and follow God and do His will on earth. The world may be spiraling out of control, but that doesn't have to affect the church. That doesn't have to affect the believers. The world has no other choice because they are in the kingdom of darkness. But as the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the presence of God. While the world is full of chaos and confusion, and violence and evil and wickedness, we can walk in the light. We can be the people of righteousness. We can be the standard of God in this world. While the world is have no hope and they are full of turmoil, they are full of fear, but the people of God can be full of peace, full of joy, full of love, full of the fruit of the Spirit. While the world is full of confusion, we can walk in the wisdom and the knowledge of God. See, when we realize who we are and whose we are and what kingdom we belong to on this earth, we realize we don't have to be affected by what is going on in the world. Everywhere in the world, wherever the believers are, there is turmoil. It doesn't matter wherever you may be in this world as a believer. Most places, there's always conflict. There's always confusion. There's always evil things happening. Why? It's because the kingdom of Satan is at work. While the kingdom of God is also at work, so is the kingdom of Satan. There are two kingdoms operating on this earth, and they are opposing each other. And the darker it gets in the world, the brighter it should be getting in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God shines the brightest when it is the darkest in the world. When the world is full of darkness, that is what we are seeing. When the world is full of sin, when the world is full of confusion and hatred and anger and rebellion, there's rebellion against authority. We in the kingdom of God can display a totally different set of values. So the contrast between the two kingdoms can be seen while we are still on this earth. The contrast between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan should be seen so clearly in these end times. As the believers walk in the light, walk in the truth, walk in love, and walk in His peace, and the joy of the Lord, and the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and be full of His wisdom and His insight, and the vision of God, as they continue to grow in this area, continue to multiply, there is a great display of God on this earth, wherever the believers are. And God is showing that believers should not focus on the things that are going in the world and feel hopeless or feel helpless, because we are not under the power of darkness. We are not ruled by the principles of that kingdom. We are ruled by God and His principles in the kingdom of God. And God wants the believers to see this distinction, this contrast so clearly and get hold of it. When each believer understands and knows that they are not in the kingdom of darkness, that they don't have to be affected by any of that is going on, but they can be different. They can be full of God's power. They have the ability to bring peace to the turmoil in this world. Through their prayers, they can bring peace to the turmoil. They can bring God's love into the situations of hatred in the world. They realize that they can bring God's insight to the confusion that is prevalent in the world. We have the power to impact our world. We have the ability to change things on this world while we are here. We have the power of God. We have the presence of the living God in us to make a difference. When Jesus walked on this earth, He made a difference. When the apostles walked on this earth, they made a difference. Now, here we are, 2,000 years later, we are to make a difference on this earth. We are to sow peace. We are to sow love. We are to sow wisdom inside. We are to walk in the light and the truth and the righteous ways of God and be the standard in this dark, sinful world. God is calling the body of Christ to come into this place. Don't see yourself as helpless. The people of God need to stop seeing themselves as helpless to make a difference in this world. We can make a huge difference in this world if we allow God to use us, because we have the power of God. The very power that raised up Jesus Christ is in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. He will do everything to bring you to that place of a powerful warrior in Christ, so you can hit the mark and you will bring about God's purposes and His vision to bear on this earth. There are glorious things God wants to accomplish through His church in these end times. And Satan is doing his best to cause so much turmoil, so much confusion, so much evil in the world to keep the church from coming to that place, because he knows most of the believers get pulled into that confusion and the scene we see on the earth, and people look at it and they get distracted. Just like Peter in the boat, when Jesus came walking on water, when Peter realized it was Jesus walking on water, Peter said, "Lord, help me to walk on water." And Jesus said, "Come." And he started to walk. And he actually got out of the boat and he walked. And all at once, he took his eyes off of Jesus and he looked on the storm. That storm had nothing to do with him walking on the water. It was a miracle. But yet, he took his eyes off from Jesus and he looked on the storm. The storm was raging. When he took his eyes off, he began to sink. It's the same thing that is happening in the world when it comes to the body of Christ. There's a war raging around the body of Christ. There's a war that is raging in the world itself. And it is not only intended to steal, to kill, to destroy. So this whole turmoil that we see of the people, the rebellion, the wickedness, the evil, the hatred that we see rising up from the people of this earth is not only doing his evil works through them, but it is also intended to keep the church from fully focusing on what they're supposed to do for God on this earth. Because he knows if the church comes to its fullness, that God has intended the church to become, the impact that we will make on this earth, the number of souls that are going to be snatched out of the kingdom of darkness, and the difference that we can make on this earth before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, he knows it. And that's the reason, as we get closer to the coming of Jesus, we see all this turmoil. It is all wicked spirits causing this. And people of God needs to realize it. Don't get sucked into it, but learn to make a difference in this world. Sow what God has put in your spirit. Sow the right things. When you sow, you will reap. When each believer comes to the place of maturity that God is calling them to come, they're going to be so full of love, they're going to be so full of peace, they're going to be so full of wisdom, and kindness and goodness and faith and power and authority, then you begin to sow that. As you sow, you are going to reap. You're going to see things change in the lives of others. The people that are under the power of Satan, you can break those chains and you can bring them out. That's the reason we are here. They cannot rescue themselves, but we have the power to rescue them from their situations. But we have to be who we should be, people of prayer and word. The word and the prayer has to be the foremost thing in the lives of the believers. Without the word and without prayer, you will not come into this realm. If you live a prayerless life, and if you don't get into the word every single day and pray every single day, you will not come into this place. And you will come short of what God wants to do through you on this earth and these end times. This could be the greatest hour for the church. The darkest it gets in the world, the most brighter the church can be, and this could be the greatest hour of the church if the believers come into this place, into this realm, and get hold of the vision of God. But we have to live lives full of prayer and the word, just like Jesus did. As you read the Gospels, you see how much time that Jesus spent with the Father. That was the success of his ministry on earth. He depended on the Father. He listened to the Father. He heard from the Father. He knew what he was supposed to do, and he did it. Now you and I, we have the same responsibility to spend time with him in prayer and in the word, so we can receive the mind of Christ. We can receive the vision of God and the wisdom, the insight that we need to fulfill our destiny. Some may say, well, I pray sometimes. I belong to a prayer group. I pray once a week. That's good. If you're doing that, that's great. But just praying once a week in a prayer group is not enough. It has to be your personal life. Your personal life has to be a life of prayer. Because there are times God will only do certain things through your prayers. And there will be times he will do things through the corporate prayers. And when you develop your prayer life individually every single day, when you come to a prayer group, you are even more effective in praying the mind of Christ together, because you have already have information. You receive that information in your personal prayer time a lot of times. When you pray in the Spirit, you get this information, you get those downloads from the mind of Christ. And then when you come together in a group, it becomes even more powerful, because then every believer brings that knowledge that he has put it into their hearts. And together that prayer group can be even more powerful and more effective in getting things done on this earth. We can do so much through our prayers on this earth. We can change so much on this earth through our prayers. But the people of God are not using their God-given privilege of prayer to change things on this earth. God is calling the church to prayer. Individually first, you have to spend time in prayer and in the word. When you do that every single day, you become sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You begin to hear from the Holy Spirit. Your heart becomes sensitive and open to the Holy Spirit. God has great things to accomplish through the church in these end times. And he's calling the church to come into a place of seeking him through prayer, through the word, walking in obedience to his will, having his vision in their hearts to know their purpose and fulfill it on earth. God is there to help you. His Holy Spirit there to empower you. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church, will make you strong and help you to rise up into your calling and fulfill his purpose through your life.